Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel greeting you once again because it is time for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to throw some questions my way. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about it. Before we do that, though, let's clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase middle pair. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell 2 5-letter words, each associated with fabric. What are the words? If you change the R to an N, you can spell denim and plaid.
Well, Mike, this is a rare month where we have 5 Fridays and 5 episodes of Any Questions, and this also marks the last day of November, the 11th month. In honor of this trivia and turkey-packed month, today's show is all about famous 11s.
Okay.
The 6th most abundant metal in the Earth's crust, element number 11 on the periodic table, is found below lithium and above potassium in the leftmost column. Taking its symbol from the Latin natrium, by what name do we know this element?
We call it sodium.
Yes, and this is a callback to a show we had a couple of weeks ago, if memory serves. The Blueprint 3 came out in 2009 and was a sequel to albums released in 2001 and 2002. It was the 11th studio album to go to number one on the charts and featured songs like Run This Town, On to the Next One, and Empire State of Mind with Alicia Keys. What's the name of the artist who broke an Elvis Presley record for chart success with this album?
I'm glad you finally got to that third song because I think that's what gave it to me. Is that Jay-Z?
It is Jay-Z. Well done. Virginia was the 10th on June 25th, 1788, and North Carolina the 12th on November 21st, 1789. Between those came New York on July 26th, 1788, when it became the 11th state to do what?
I think it's officially ratified the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, it became a state, yeah.
Interesting bonus fact for you. During that year, New York City served as both the capital of New York State and the country. 11 is the lowest number not yet retired by the New York Yankees.
There it is.
What 35-year-old outfielder, the Yankees' longest-tenured player, currently wears 11 and will continue to do so after signing a 1-year extension next year?
I'm going to say the first Yankee player name that I know is on the team that I think might be number 11 that came into my head. So the name that came into my head was Brett Gardner.
Nice! You did it!
Wow, look at me, knowing exactly one thing about the New York Yankees.
Number 8 has been retired by the Yankees twice for catchers Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey. And finally, played by the British actress Millie Bobby Brown, 11 is a character with some supernatural powers on what Netflix series, which began as a Duffer Brothers tribute to movies like E.T.?
That is the wonderful, wonderful series Stranger Things.
That's right, and season 3 is expected to be released sometime in the middle of 2019. I think I should get a bonus point for not having put Spinal Tap on this week's quiz, but Mike Nothnagel went 11 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you come back from Stonehenge, you can go over to wamc.org/anyquestions and revisit those 5 questions that Ian asked me. Or take a look at the 2 extra credit questions that Ian has for us, or perhaps this singular challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase Stranger Things. Drop an R and you can spell a 2-word phrase that describes what happens when a tropical storm becomes a hurricane. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back with our first show of December next week.
We will see you next month.